Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Sikkim from today. On Tuesday, the Prime Minister will visit Orchidarium in Gangtok, which features world-class orchid experience center to showcase the ecological and floral heritage of the state. He will also participate in the closing ceremony of Sikkim's 50th year of statehood celebrations at Paljor Stadium. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, launch and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 4,000 crore rupees across the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the ongoing census exercise is not just a government task but a responsibility of all citizens and that everyone's participation is vital. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani yesterday, Mr. Modi said every Indian must be aware of the census campaign, the world's largest enumeration exercise. He added that Census 2027 will be conducted digitally with enumerators using a mobile app to record information.
जनगणना 2027 को डिजिटल बनाया गया है। सारी जानकारी सीधे डिजिटल माध्यम में दर्ज हो रही है। घर-घर जाने वाले कर्मचारियों के पास मोबाइल ऐप है। वे आपसे बात करके उसी में जानकारी दर्ज करेंगे। इस बार जनगणना में आपकी भागीदारी भी आसान बनाई गई है। आप खुद भी अपनी जानकारी दर्ज कर सकते हैं।
Lauding the country's nuclear scientists, the Prime Minister said the fast breeder reactor at Kalpakkam achieving criticality is a historic milestone in India's nuclear energy journey. He noted that the reactor has been built entirely with indigenous technology and, apart from generating energy, will also produce new fuel for the future.
हमारे वैज्ञानिक सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम को आगे बढ़ा रहे हैं उनके प्रयासों से यह कार्यक्रम राष्ट्र निर्माण में अहम योगदान दे रहा है इससे हमारी इंडस्ट्रियल ग्रोथ को एनर्जी सेक्टर को हेल्थ केयर सेक्टर को बहुत लाभ हुआ है खेती किसानी से लेकर आधुनिक इनोवेटर्स को भी भारत के सिविल न्यूक्लियर प्रोग्राम ने बहुत मदद की है
The government has said that domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal in the country with more than 51.8 lakh domestic LPG cylinders delivered on Saturday. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas in a statement yesterday said that more than 42,500 PNG consumers surrendered their LPG connections through my PNGD.in website. The ministry is ensuring the uninterrupted availability of petroleum products and LPG across the country and mentioned that no dryouts have been reported at LPG distributorships. India is currently witnessing severe heat wave conditions across multiple regions, with 95 of the world's 100 hottest cities located in the country, raising concerns over the impact of rising temperatures. According to data on global temperature trends, both in urban and rural areas, India is experiencing record-breaking heat, making it the epicenter of a global heat wave. Temperatures in many regions have surpassed 40 degrees Celsius, with some locations reaching close to 45 degrees Celsius, marking a trend towards increasingly intense pre-summer heat waves. Cities with high temperatures soaring well above normal levels include Delhi, Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh, Nagpur and Akola in Maharashtra, Bhubaneswar in Odisha and Bhopal in Madhya Pradesh, raising concerns over public health and safety. Amid the rising temperatures, the India Meteorological Department has issued advisories urging people to take precautions to avoid heat-related illnesses. And Assam Rifles carried out a series of community outreach activities across Nagaland aimed at promoting social welfare and strengthening civil-military relations. On the occasion of World Veterinary Day, an animal care awareness program was organized at Tenning in Perin District yesterday with participation from 50 students and 5 teachers of government primary school. The program focused on educating children about animal welfare, including proper nutrition, timely medical care and humane treatment, along with an interactive session to encourage empathy towards animals. In Mokokchung District, a donation drive was conducted at the Care and Support Society Orphanage Home in Chungtia Village under the Philanthropy Box Initiative, where essential items collected from troops and their families were distributed to children. Meanwhile, a dental health camp was held at Sumi Baptist Church in Twensang District on April 25th, benefiting 32 patients with consultations, restorations, and extractions. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.